Welcome back to The Virtual Compound. Today, we're sharing the story behind our podcast name, The Virtual Compound. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
For everyone out there, I am Katie.
I'm Amelia.
Lacey. I'm Amelia. We are doing this over Zoom as usual because we're in three different places. I am in sunny, not so much right now, Southern California. It is 4 p.m. here.
I am in
what time is it for you?
Dark outside Maryland. It is 7 p.m. And
I am in Okinawa, Japan. It is 9:17 in the morning. And it is overcast and 72.
72. Ooh. Look at you. The high today
Fahrenheit.
Was like 40 for us.
A day ahead of us by like 12 hours or
yes.
14. Or
I am in the future.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. 14 yes. For me.
Well, and the minutes are the same, but we were being approximate. So yeah.
Yes. And I'm going to be doing this while I'm getting ready.
Perfect. Life. I love it.
For the day.
It works out well, though.
If I want to be ready for the day and do this, I have to do this and be ready at the same time because there's only so long my children will leave me alone.
And they probably don't realize you're talking to us, which is why they're leaving you alone.
Yes.
And they're like, Mom does this every day. Yes. Mom cares. She's getting ready.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Such
I thought
is
I'd
life.
Have like someone to like run interference, and I don't. So.
Well, if we've got little voices to chime in on the things, then we have little voices to chime in. It'll be fine. It'll be all good and fun. I mean, it kind of all evolved around our love or some sort of love of children to begin with, how we ended up here and why we're planning and to try to stay together through the whole thing for the rest of time.
This is true.
And my own children.
Right. But then in turn, we love your children when we're feeling rather frustrated with our own children. So it just is a lovely triangle, which, you know, is the strongest shape in the world.
Which is why if we all live together, we could just send the children that annoy us to someone else's house.
Yes. Or to the clubhouse.
They're annoying that person at the moment. And you send them, when they start annoying you, you send them to another house until you like circle back to the original. And then you're not annoyed anymore because they've been away for several hours.
Well, in last episode, we kind of covered the beginning of the studio and the origins of OSPA. And that was really the catalyst for our bonding, or I guess Amelia would probably call it more of a trauma bond than anything else.
Yeah, that probably would be an accurate description.
Yeah, I would say that's very accurate. Yeah.
Well,
on base is almost like it, except that you have other people there that you can't kick out.
Yes.
Yeah. People in the civilian world, they do kind of have this sense and understanding that the military is different. And I guess television shows, I never watched it, but Army Wives probably does like a decent job like showing the cohesion of like families within different areas or like the unit or something where like families bond. And when you go overseas, you do typically find friends that you really bond to because you can't interact on a instant basis necessarily with those overseas. And you need somebody there, especially in Okinawa for the emergencies and whatever. So starting the studio was completely different because it was through MCCS and it was with military and it wasn't like you own the studio. You have these other regulations that are on top of you. That all of those things kind of compiled and made it so difficult that Amelia just kind of latched on to Katie at first. Be my brain.
Yay. I still am waiting for my shirt, Amelia.
You know, I actually have it.
Do you?
Hold on, I think. No, it's downstairs. Huh. And I'm not going to brave going downstairs right now. Because
no, that would be,
me.
Yes, and then but this will not finish.
I do, I have it. I need to send it to you. It's coming in a box.
Okay.
I'm like preparing boxes.
Oh, you're getting much better at the boxes. Your box has been sitting there waiting to get to you for a month. But you know, if we were on the compound, I wouldn't have to do that.
It's Sakura season. So thus you're getting like Sakura themed boxes.
I'm so excited.
Aww.
It's like the
You're on
best.
top
I
of
just,
it.
I feel really bad for like the boys, like Brody,
Oh,
because
yeah.
it's like, what pink flower thing do you want, teenage boy?
Food,
Like,
which wouldn't
what?
make it very
I
well.
kind of give Josh
No.
like 1500 yen, which sounds like, it sounds like a lot of money, but it's like 10 bucks. I kind of give Josh like 1500 yen and I'm like, go forth and pick for Brody. And sometimes he's like good. And then sometimes he comes back and he's like 9 year old boy, you know, and like 9 year old boy, like, yes. But like teenage boy, probably not. But Brody's like such a sweet kid that anytime Josh like brought him anything or like shared anything with me, he's like, yeah, I love that too. I'm like, yes, when you were nine, you probably did. But this like convinced Josh in his like heart, soul, mind, body that like everything he likes, Brody likes. Like,
Brody
thus,
likes.
Brody got like a Matchbox car from Josh recently. And I couldn't talk this child out of this. And it was so sweet. And I was like, I just, okay. I made
You
it
know
up
what
with
though?
the tiny little ninja sword.
Yes, that, you know, it's okay though. Like when Brody was like two and Jeremy was buying Brody Matchbox cars, and that whole thing started, there were a couple that Jeremy bought because he thought they were cool, and they still sit on our dresser because he thinks they're cool. So like,
I
I
mean,
like them because they're pretty colors.
I feel like we should not tangent into the car thing, but I feel like we all have enough like car related trauma that we could probably do like
Like,
an episode on like coming from Okinawa and just like not caring about the vehicle you drive. Like, does it have AC? Does it run? Is it less than $3,000? Buy it.
yeah,
And then you go to
yes.
America and it's like different. And then your husband's, because I think collectively all of our husbands did this thing where it's like, 8 months out, let's start talking about cars, or let's talk about cars until we've worn you down so much you'll literally drive like anything. Because I had opinions.
That's
I'm not even moving anytime soon.
yes.
My husband started this 2 years ago. I had opinions and now I don't care.
That's what happened to me. I was literally
Don't care.
making Penelope's birthday cake the day before her first birthday. Jeremy's out buying cars. We'd been in the States like 3 days. I was at my friend's house and he like had talked about cars since we found out. And it wasn't 6 months because we did not know that we were leaving. And I was like, I don't care. I don't care what you buy. Like, buy anything. We just need a car. Like, I don't care. We have seven people in our family. Just get a car. And I knew we'd have to buy one for the oldest, and we wanted to do that. And so, you know, whatever. And so he sends me a picture of a red Honda, and I hate red cars. I really do. But he sends like the maroon red hoopty. Like he literally sends me a picture of a hoopty. It's got the faded paint. It's red. It's a Honda Odyssey, and I don't want another minivan. But at
Right.
this point, I don't care. And I'm like, awesome, great. Sign the paper. I'm making the cake. I don't care. And he's like, well, I need you to come drive it. And I was like, no, you really don't. Buy the car. I don't care. Like, yay, we have a car. And then he tricked me and was messing with me and got me like the new Pilot, which I absolutely love. But
Nice.
oh my gosh, I literally got to the point where I didn't care that I was driving a red hoopty. Like it faded paint and everything. I was done because that conversation. And then I still kind of had that PTSD when Amelia would be like, Sam's talking about cars again.
Right. Yeah, that was epic. See, we ended up in a
It's the
slightly
worst.
different situation, in that we managed to get my car before we left. Like, we did the auto source and we did it. It was
Yeah.
kind of though, like I kind of let him try choose what it was, because the cars that were listed were not cars that existed before we left. Like, my car was not a thing when we left. And I love my car, but then we get back and we're living in New York, and he's like, I'm gonna take transit anyway because I can't park. I'm not gonna get a car for a while. We'll save up because it was a ridiculous amount to buy the car. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then he gets an Ameri-Oki car, and so it's like our version of an Oki car, but it costs $13,000, and that thing doesn't run. It is currently taking up a ridiculous amount of space in the garage, and we have bought another car since then.
And that's why you can't put your Christmas decorations away.
Yes, that is why the other half of the garage, so it's taking up one whole side, the other half of the garage is full of the bins and other random things that need to go in the attic because the Porsche, yes, everyone, it's a Porsche. That sounds cool. It's not. It's really not. Is sitting under the attic access. And so it's just, I don't know when it's going to move. Don't know. But
be in your life forever.
I know. It probably will be. I really need Beasley's some.
His first car.
I need, what we really need is for it to get fixed. I mean, like fix the current problem. And then it's going to the lemon lot on base for some like boot kid with his signing bonus who actually has like the time to go and want to work on the car. And then it will be great. It'll be great. But just think, if we were all together in one place, maybe we could find somebody that could do this.
Because we could have like one giant vehicle for children.
Yeah.
Oh, and we could have this like storage facility.
Yes.
So like decorations and stuff by season.
Amazing.
And we could color code. Every family could have their own color boxes. And then we just know whose is whose.
That'd be great.
Love that.
And then we could send the kids out and be like, guys, pull this season out.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, and this whole idea of the compound was Amelia's.
It was. Yes. Yes.
It's because, so I mean, I guess it like the deep roots of this is like, I grew up without extended family around. So like this isn't like traumatic or anything like that. Like we don't need a trigger warning. It's just like, we lived several states away from my extended family. And then in the case of my dad's side, like they're in a different country. So I didn't have extended family and like cousins and all this stuff like around. And we didn't even see them on major holidays because back in ye olden times, in the 90s, you know, plane tickets were incredibly expensive and like traveling several states via car, you did, but maybe once a year. And we didn't even do it then because my dad would rather have used his vacation time to travel to a different country. So we did that. And I've always like, you know, every military base you go to, you kind of like make this little like pod of your people. And since Sam and I got married and we've always, well, except for one duty station, we've always wound up on base. And you really do like your street, your little neighborhood becomes like your like hood. Unless you create your own. And we've been always really lucky and we've had such amazing, awesome neighbors. Shout out Bevan Street Biker Gang. Camp Lejeune. But it's like, you know, and it's also like a cultural thing, right? Like you see it all the way on Instagram and it's like normalize.
Yeah.
Have like you and your friends buying land and like just living next to each other. I'm like, yeah, that should be normal. We 100%. Should do that. Because one, that sounds frigging amazing. Two, I'm gonna circle back to one. And then three, like all the things that you always want, you know, like older kids for your kids to learn from and younger kids for your kids to learn to take care of. And
yeah,
like someone to be like, I literally cannot right now. I need like 15 minutes, but you also need adult supervision. So could you like go to that house?
Yeah.
And like having
somebody you trust that it's like,
yeah,
that's a big point.
You trust like your kids just like open the door and come in and they're like, I made mommy not happy and she needs some calm down time. So I'm going to be here for a little bit. Like my kids would just like they owned Lacey's house. Just like walk in and be like, hi, I'm Pop-Tart.
And they'd go into the cabinet where they are and they like, they knew they came to my house. They got Pop-Tarts. And like that was the thing because you know we have teens, we have to throw food at them, like they can have whatever they want. And they would just come in, and there was one day I was like in the back putting the baby down and you're like, are you home? Clara just like walked in. I'm like, yeah, I'm in back. So, okay. And I know you guys like often did this too. You had it like where one of you was like teaching and then the other one would show up, you would trade off kids. And then you like Katie would leave with the kids, go to Amelia's house, like for dinner and then like carry on. And it was just kind of like, I love that. I mean, my kids were much older. So I was very fortunate this tour to like leave them at home and like run everywhere. But I think that that's amazing. And I would love that, but I don't ever want to leave here because it's cold everywhere else.
Well, that's okay. That's why we have decided that we will have two compounds. And
Yes.
they will be vacations to each other. We just haven't decided where the other compound's going to be yet. I have to figure that out.
We're just going to have to convince the husbands.
I think we can do it.
We can do it.
That's a lot of work. I mean, they all get along. So, like, that's really awesome. They're all, like, in the same field. And, you know.
But at the same time, they could also have their own, like, man caves where if they don't want to people, because half the time they get to the point that they don't want to people, fine. You don't have to people. Just, like.
Go there.
Yeah. Yep. There you go. And I still.
There is no people.
Yeah. And I still like the idea of having like a clubhouse, you know, it's like our compound and but then we have a central clubhouse where like if when we want to come together, we can do it there and we don't have to worry about our own houses. And then, or we can stay in our own house for whatever the event is. And, you know, if we want to do a big Christmas, we don't have to have everybody in our house and have something ginormous. It's a lot of requirements.
This is like, I would love to claim this as like my own original idea. And it's just so not. It's like so many places on the internet, and I saw one, and it was like they all have like golf carts,
ooh,
and they're like pimped out golf carts to like drive to other people's houses, and I'm like,
yes, please.
And there's like a central like giant playground for the kids, and I'm like,
I make the kids a roller coaster.
I want to be the person that comes up with this, and I'm just not. And I cannot claim this as my own idea, but it's such a good idea.
Doesn't mean we can't, like, make it better. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the other potentials, he was like, well, what about the Chick-fil-A? I was like, actually, that's brilliant. We put the Chick-fil-A at the end, like, not on the compound, because we want the public to come to the Chick-fil-A. And so we'll, like, take turns, you know, doing what we have to do with the managerial stuff. But then the public is what's funding the compound. I'm like, that's amazing. Then we can have all the Chick-fil-A that we want. And we don't have to necessarily deal with
that. I don't want
to
manage anything. I just want to be the cow.
That's fine. You can be the cow.
I love it.
That would be amazing.
I want to do no managing.
Be the cow that does ballet.
Yes.
I'll wear a tutu. Like, I'll wear the cow costume and a tutu. I want to manage nothing. And people constantly ask, like, oh, are you gonna like do a studio again? Are you gonna do this again? I'm like, no.
No.
Only if Katie and Lacey make me
this many people. I want to this many. I want to manage no one ever again. And I will be the cow. And I'll wear the cow costume with a tutu.
Nice.
It's funny that you're talking about Chick-fil-A because the first time I ever gave my kids Chick-fil-A, we had gotten back from Oki and they were not impressed. They are not Chick-fil-A people.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, they still work there. But
I would say they don't have to like it for it to still make money for the compound to keep it going.
No, for sure.
They don't have to like it.
We had Chick-fil-A after, like, we got everyone that was here during COVID basically got, like, stuck in Okinawa. And after 2 years, we were able to go home. And we... First thing we do, obviously, right, is, like, go to Chick-fil-A because home for us is Texas. So we go to Chick-fil-A, and Josh pulls out, like, his French fries that he's, like, he remembers America, and Clara does not. So he pulls out his French fries, and, like, he remembers the Chick-fil-A French fries, and he's, like, excited about it. And he goes, my fries are wet. And Chick-fil-A doesn't actually have, like, super greasy fries or anything, and Clara's like, yeah, my nuggets are wet. And I was like, oh, my gosh, like, everything in Japan is, like, not – is greasy at all, and I never considered Chick-fil-A to be greasy, but compared to everything we had in Japan, it is. And then I was on the quest to find my drink in America was from Sonic or Chick-fil-A, half sweet, half unsweet tea with extra lemon.
Okay.
And I don't know if it was just like Japanese people don't use as much sugar, or I remember this as being really great and it's not. And everywhere I went, it was like undrinkable, and I was legitimately upset about it.
Like, I remember that actually. I remember talking to you,
yes,
like the night after you got back or something, or it was like a couple nights after. You're like, Katie, I'm so disappointed. And you had like half of a margarita or something. You were like, I can't, like, We were
all
just
the sugar.
like,
Yes. And like, well, I love margaritas and it was so, I was like legitimately disappointed because like, that's what I was looking forward to so much. Like a really great margarita and a sweet tea. And it was not what I remember. And I was like, why am I here?
Well, and that's because the Japanese, like, they don't really sweeten anything like the way America does. I mean, and when they do, it's like real sugar. So it's not as sweet. I mean, well, and you know that. I mean, you don't even really love a lot of sweet stuff. Like, you prefer like the Danish chocolates and sweets too.
Yeah, I like the not like less sweet, like not as sweet. Josh was reminding me of like my quest for Starbucks in America. And it was that also really disappointed me because it's so sickly sweet. Even like I don't get sweet drinks and it's so sickly sweet.
I always decrease the amount of pumps every time. Even before we went, I had started doing that because it was too much. But then coming back, although in Japan it wasn't as sweet, but then I couldn't taste the coffee, which is like my own thing. Like I'm getting it. I want the taste of the coffee. So I still wasn't totally sold on Japanese Starbucks either. I went for their sausage rolls and
the sausage pie.
Yeah.
The food.
It's delicious. Can you figure out how to get me one of those, please? I would really like one of those right now.
We'll do my gosh darndest. Okay. Josh says he'll make one for you.
Thanks, Josh. That's amazing. There was something you said that like triggered me. Oh, no. So we can have two things. We can have a Chick-fil-A and then either Family Mart or Lawson's, like the first ones in the States.
Dude, we want to bring back Family Mart and create a chain like they did Daiso, because like I miss going and getting either onigiri or some kind like yakitori and then a cup of veggies. It's so easy and cheaper, like eggs. I miss going and being able to get like gas station food when we go on a hike and I don't feel like crap and it's not fried food and bagged and packaged and processed. Yes, that's definitely one thing that Jeremy and I have talked about doing, is like trying to find a way to franchise Family Marts in America.
I would love to
I think Katie experiences this also because like the age of our children, like Josh kind of gets it now, but Clara fully does not understand that when we go back to America, they're like, is not this stuff.
Right.
Yeah. And she's like, well, we can just stop at Family Mart. No, we can't because it doesn't exist. She's like, well, we'll just stop at a gas station, like a convenience store. I'm like, no, because we'll get food poisoning.
Well, and it's worse because we have 7-Eleven. And so, like, Zoe, Lexi, because the 7-Eleven only opened, like, partway through. And we didn't ever go there because I didn't like their egg sandwiches as much. Not sorry.
Yeah.
But
you mean the tamago sando, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because aren't they sweeter there?
No, they had something else in them. It wasn't just sweet. I feel like they added dill or they added something else. And I know some people do that, but I just didn't like it. Like
they're not
as good. And the frustrating thing is if you see anybody who's in Japan on Instagram, they're always going to 7-Eleven. I'm like, no, don't go to 7-Eleven.
That's not.
Which I'm like, don't do that. Go to Family Mart or Lawson's. Like the actual things that were started in this country, Japan, not this one. And not the one that's there. But people compare them. I'm like, no, they're not the same. Like not anywhere close to the same. I would still go. My 7-Eleven in Japan used to have Michelin star ramen that you could get. Because it was a guy in Tokyo who's a Michelin star and they had a contract with him and they would do the instant ramen through that. And my brother loved it much that right before we left, he sent me $200 to just buy as much as we could and send it back. So I just went and you know, they don't keep a whole lot on the shelves cause the bowls are kind of big.
Yeah.
So I had to go back like every day for like a week and just like empty their shelves of all of ramen like every day. But
yeah,
let's just do that instead. We can either do that and a Chick-fil-A or do both. Yeah.
What team, like, you know, because there is a divide.
There's
a
divide.
Team Family Mart or Team Lawson's.
Yeah. I know.
I am staunchly
Team Lawson's. Family Mart has better stuff. I don't know. Family Mart has better swag.
Family Mart has better swag.
They do.
But like Lawson's food greater than Family Mart food.
Certain things,
Lawson's
100%.
summary.
Chicken
It depends.
is so much better than Fammy Chicky, and I will literally, like, no one can
Die
convince
on
me
that
otherwise.
hill.
I
I will die on that hill.
usually were going, I mean, I like those. I do think I agree with you on that one, though. Zoe loves the Fammy Chickie, and that's like
Yeah.
her thing.
And I mean, the big thing with, I think people would appreciate, I mean, there's a lot of people that do the anime thing. We never got on that train. So a lot more of like younger people like the anime culture and Japanese culture in general because of anime. But I think that Family Mart would be a stellar business model here because of the seasonal thing, just like Starbucks Japan does. I mean, and that was one of the great things my kids loved going to Starbucks for. It was like the soda shop, Frappuccino, and the like every season they come out with something new. And I think that that's a really genius like marketing plan, but
Yeah.
that's kind of going down a rabbit hole
That is kind of
marketing.
going down a rabbit hole. It is Sakura season, as I
I
said
know.
before.
Did I send you a picture of
Yes.
what I wanted? I took a picture of it. Did I send it to
No, you
you?
didn't. You need to send me a
I'll
picture of what
send
you
you.
want.
Yes.
But I, as I'm the only one left here, I've been taste testing the drinks, and not that y'all care that much, but I do send videos of when I taste test the drinks.
It was
I hate like gelatinous texture. I
me
don't
too.
like jello. I don't. I will eat mochi when like given it in situations because I have a southern mother who like looked at me across the table at like, you know, dinner parties and things like
Like eye cheese.
you're gonna eat
We
that.
just talked about this at dinner last night. Abby
Yeah.
was like emulating the same face and like just did that.
Yeah, like you will eat that. And so
Yeah.
I eat it, but I don't like it. And Japan loves this texture. Like Japanese people love this texture. There's like sodas that you can get in the vending machines that have like little pieces of like jello stuff in it.
Oh
They do
yeah,
it with
they do.
coffee. The
They
first time we were there, I had a coffee with the Yes.
jelly in the bottom, and I was, what is that? Like, it was sweet and it was weird, but it was
Yes.
coffee. It was,
Well, and
So
they sell
all the
just
fun.
Jell-O coffee, which actually
Yes.
I like it like that, but I don't
Yeah.
like it in my drink.
No. Gross. All the fun Starbucks drinks, especially the Frappuccinos, they always have some sort of like gelatinous something
Something.
in it. And because I'm a glutton for punishment, I guess, I always try these drinks. And now that y'all have gone, I try them on Marco Polo. And
No
something to
worries.
know is
I will share it with the world because it was
I love it.
hysterical. It is
And
wonderful. I love it.
I know that there is like, I don't know, maybe I trick myself into being like, this one's gonna be all right. And it never
Yeah.
is. It never is. Like the Halloween Frappuccino, it
Oh.
started off so strong. It really did. It started off so strong and it had this like frozen pumpkin pie flavor. And then all of a sudden you get like this big glob of like
Pumpkin
full
pie.
gelatinous pumpkin something.
I totally forgot about your reactions on that one. That one was even better.
It is awful. And I know that there are people that like that, and so I'm not like discounting their experience. Just like personally, for me, I cannot do the gelatinous flavor. And then we did when we were doing the Sakura drink, the one hot one. I don't think it's a coffee drink, but it has these little flecks of like something that they put in it. And I was like, oh, that's fine, whatever. But as the flecks get like heated up by the milk, they turn into gelatinous
Well, they're
something.
supposed
And
to
so
be
you have these like
dongle.
giant globs of like gelatinous. Some the drink kind of tastes like hot cherry milk. And
Well, isn't
then
that
the dango one, dango,
dongle?
however. Yeah.
Also, I forgot the Halloween one.
Yeah. My children are, they found me. They also remember the Halloween incident.
I remember
The
the
Christmas
Halloween
drinks are
incident.
good. They haven't screwed up a
Yes.
Christmas drink yet.
Yeah.
You screwed
Well,
up the thing.
I remember when we went to Tokyo for your birthday, we got the cherry blossom one up there. And it was kind of that one. That's the one that I've liked the most. I mean, obviously I'm not there to try it this year, but that was the one that I actually liked.
That was good though, because it was like a coffee
Yeah.
cherry blossom, like hot one.
Yeah. It
But
had a
this
tree
new
on
one.
top of it. It was really cool.
Yes. This
Yeah.
one is
Oh,
like
that's
hot.
awesome.
Like imagine you had cherry cereal. and you put it in the bowl with milk,
and then you take the
cereal out, and then you heat up that cherry milk. That's what it is.
That's gross. So it was like a Fruit Loop hot milk, basically.
Yes. It's, and it, you know what? It's the sweetest thing I've ever had.
Sweeter than the watermelon one?
Yes.
Because that, ew.
The watermelon one was,
I love that you tried it for me, though.
Yes. Thank you very much for trying it. It's super awesome.
You are welcome. You know, it is a pleasure to serve.
Thank you for your
You're
service.
You're welcome for my service. It's funny. We went to the Nusano, which is a hotel, for those of you that don't know, in Tokyo, and you have to be a military member to stay there or retired from the military. I stayed with one of my friends, and you can have guests there. My friend is not military related. And she's like, oh, like, I don't think I'm qualified to stay. I was like, no, you don't, but because of me, you do.
You do.
And she was like, oh, yeah. I was like, actually, because of Sam. Thank him for his service.
Did she? Please tell me she did.
Did.
Yes!
I mean, she yes! has known me longer than Sam has, though. So, like, and she's known Sam for as long as I've known Sam. So it's a really interesting dynamic to, like, be around someone who's known you and, like, your husband as long as you have. Like, that's such a strange, like, you know, dynamic. But he comes in the room and we're getting ready for Taylor Swift. And she's like, thank you for your service, Sam. And he's like, it's like, you know, well, she's known us for so long and she's never thanked him for his service.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I mean, at least she knows your personality. But I mean, I think all of our husbands kind of react that same way.
Yes,
not
yes.
all service members are like, love to hear that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's very like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Like,
I think.
And? Right. Don't. Like, they do, like, at football games and baseball games or whatever, they'll be like, and all the, you know, veterans and service members, stand up. And Jeremy resolutely stays sitting.
Yeah. I will. Most of the time, it's the retired people, like those who are out and are trying to keep that connection. Not because they want the recognition. They just want to keep that connection.
Yes.
And that's fine.
It was like part of their identity.
Go for it.
A
lot of the active
duty.
It's also
the one that did like 4 years that do it.
Yeah.
Like,
there is that too.
There was a guy. We were telling the kids. Charlotte was randomly asking Jeremy about like his deployments and things, and Jeremy, like, we got on the topic of right after boot camp, right before he went to one of his schools, his friend borrowed his calling card, because, you know, we used to have to use calling cards when we weren't home, like, because cell phones were expensive and all that. We like had this calling card. It's like a credit card because you just use it and then you pay it off. His friend wrote down the number, like his ID number for his card, and made an in-flight call to his girlfriend using the card. So Jeremy gets home from school, like, and he's visiting his dad. He's like, why do you have an $800 phone bill? And he's like, what? Oh. And so we start talking about this guy, and he never paid Jeremy back. Jeremy, like, figured out who it was and called him. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, man. Never called him back. And so I was like, are you in touch with him? He's like, actually, randomly, he, like, friended me some years back. And so he went look, and he had like the Marines and like all veterans. The things about like being in the, yeah. And I mean, he had 4 years, which nothing wrong with that. I mean, they're proud of their service and whatever, but it's just kind of like funny the difference between those that serve for like 4 years, maybe because our husbands stay so long, they get jaded and they're just like, yeah, whatever. I'm just,
right.
don't pay no attention to me.
Just let me be. Just,
I think it's also here. Like two different kinds of people, right? Like people always ask me, and they're like, oh, why, like, does Sam not have any, like, things, like, paddles and plaques and stuff? I'm like, yeah, no, he does, but it's, like, under beds and in closets. And
yeah.
Like, oh, you want to hang it up? You know, if he really wanted it up, I'd put him up, but he does not want it up.
Yeah.
And so we have this, like, boxes of things, and he just won't put them anywhere. And he won't even bring them to his office, which is where they should live. So now his, like, stuff, it lives in one of two places. Like, we actually, because we knew moving to Okinawa that we weren't going to have a lot of wall space, and we did also know that we could end up in a place that has, like, concrete walls, and we're not going to get a hammer drill and use concrete walls for things he doesn't really want to hang up. So we left a lot of his, like, military stuff there, but, you know, he's gained some.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So
I'm like, this needs to go live in your office. That's where its home should be. You should hang it up there. And he, you know, I've done the thing where you like put stuff in a box and like put it by the front door.
Yep.
And he just conveniently forgets it every morning. And I've even like, I've gone so far as putting the box in his car.
Yep.
And then the box like comes out. He's like, oh, I needed the trunk. Like, so you could have taken the stuff out of the trunk at your office.
At your office.
Yeah. And then put it in your office where the plaques live.
Jeremy does that with forks. He acquires forks for like his lunches. And I'm like, no. If they're for your lunches and you need them, take them to work. And there was like a whole grip of them that I like taped up and threw in his gym bag, and they wound up in my kitchen again. And I threw them in his car, and they wound up. So I like hid them in his car. I don't know if they're still there, but like he's become even more like Amelia in that he got rid of every placard from everywhere he has worked that didn't have his name on it.
Oh.
So like there were a significant amount, but if we do a compound and the boys like, and we don't have the vacation compound, but we have like compound, then the boys can have their
clubhouse or something, or like a man's space.
Yeah, like clubhouse.
Yeah.
I was going to call it Waltzing Matilda's, but that's basically a clubhouse and it's closed now. But it was a First Marine Division thing. And
Sam threatens to do a Viking funeral for his stuff, but he's going to like,
put that's it, kind like, of what Jeremy did.
I actually feel like this is a you thing. Boat.
No, this was his own idea that he's going to put it all in a boat and like put it out to sea and like with a flaming arrow, light it on fire. I was like, so are we going to start archery now? Like,
right.
Yeah. Like, lights at the end of the tunnel. So like, one, are you going to actually commit to this? And how are you going to get the flaming arrow?
Yeah.
Because logistically, how are we going to do this? And I'm pretty sure you're not just supposed to like light stuff on fire in the ocean. But I'm going to let him figure it out. But he threatens to do a Viking funeral for his things. I don't know if it's going to happen. Like, I wonder if he's going to get nostalgic.
I mean, it kind of like...
I mean...
So, Wyatt gets things like this. This was hand-wrapped by the CEO's wife, who's amazing.
You can tell it was done in Okinawa.
Yeah. Yes. But this is one of those things that, like, this is legitimately cool. But it's also, like, that also means...
stuff,
right? But he does so behind me, this one right here that you see, that's actually my grandfather. Mm-hmm. Like, these are his like few medals and stuff that I got, and when it was in storage and when I unwrapped it, it was tears. But that's all we have left of him. This one was him crossing the equator, and he wants to give that because the thing is hand painted. But a lot of his other stuff,
Jeremy, like right
the
there.
Desi, yeah. I mean, it's a thing they have to go through. That's a big deal. Yeah. Like, I can see why he wants to keep that one. But he doesn't frame, or, you know, if they give him stuff that's framed, that's sitting in a box in the other room.
Yep.
Like, we have
I think it's the amount of stuff that they get and, like, the size. Like, Sam's unit.
That we have there. One like that, too.
Although that one's hidden for a different reason.
The longest time in Okinawa, you know, and he enjoyed his time there, and he really, really loved his last boss, and they just had, like, this great working relationship and all this stuff, and they gave him a plaque, and it's really cool, because he's been in this unit for so long, but it's not just like, oh, that's a really cool sentimental plaque. It's, like, 3.5 feet tall, and it's purple, and has a giant dragon on it.
Oh.
It's lovely. I love it when it matches the decor.
It totally matches the decor. But, you know, that's like a really cool sentimental thing, and everybody wrote something on the back of it, and that's neat. But, you know, it's not just the one plaque. It's the, like, several many other plaques from the same unit for different things. Could we just get one?
Yep.
What if we just got the one? Yep. You know, like, we have plaques, and then every exercise, you get a plaque or a paddle or a... framed piece of paper.
Right. The framed piece of papers are the worst, actually. I'm like, can I, like, take these out of the frames and put them in a memory book for you to just, like, flip through someday? Yeah. Our kids are probably going to want them, but I would much rather have them in, a book than in the frame. And they spent funds for that frame. I'm like, could we use the funds for something else? Like, not this.
Monetary awards?
Right. That'd be great.
That's a better use. Yeah.
I'll take that one.
I mean, some of them I think are really cool, like when they've done something really neat, and like some of them are, you know, like the giant purple dragon plaque. That it's cool. It's huge. And so we have absolutely nowhere to put it in Okinawa. But that's cool. But it's the all the other ones. Or Sam has a coin holder, you know, because they get mm-hmm. coins for everything. Yep.
We have a lot of coins. They're pretty cool. Wyatt actually brings me some of the really cool ones.
They're so cool. They're so cool. He was given one that like spins in the center. It's basically like a fidget spinner. It's neat. But he's like now out of room in his coin holder.
So now you have to get another one.
Do we get another coin holder? But also, this was supposed to go live at his office. And when I was cleaning out, I found it. And I was like, no, friend. No. You are going to, this is going to your office.
Yeah.
I can't get into your office because he works in like a secret building thing. And like, not that the building itself is secret, but behind a certain door, you can't go in. Unless you have a clearance or whatever. Like, do not tempt me because I will walk right up to the secret door and the little person.
And wait until somebody's there.
The door, and I will have a box and I will be like, please bring this to his office. And they will.
Yeah. I love it.
And then it will be there. And like, I will have brought it there, and that should be embarrassing enough for you to please just make this box of coins and plaques disappear. Please. Please.
I think it's a good plan. I think you should just do it.
I was going to say, I would really like you to do this. I think it would be amazing.
No, film it.
Honestly, if we had storage, I wouldn't mind keeping them here. So this is not me being like the nabby wife.
There's no storage in those houses, though.
There is no storage. Yeah.
There's barely any storage for like seasonal wear because you do kind of like change clothes between seasons and like season like activity stuff like furniture or beach stuff and like holiday things. Like, there's barely any for that.
No. There is barely any storage for the suitcases that we had to have just to move to Japan. That was the bigger thing. There's barely any
storage for the crap that they have to keep at their house. That is, like, number one. Like, I was so excited when he turned in all his gear. Like, this is crap they are forced to keep in their home. It's, like two trunks full of his car of crap. Maybe it's one trunk of... I'm just...
It depends. It
feels like two.
It depends on how much you're taking.
It was more. Yeah, it was a lot more when we were in Okinawa the first time. Like, that house had a little bit more storage. But, oh my gosh, they're expected to keep all this crap in the house. And that was my favorite thing that he did so far with retirement, was get rid of all the crap that he has to keep in the house. Like, they should have special little lockers at work where they keep their crap for whatever it's for.
Well, guess what? Anyway. On the compound, there won't be any of that.
Because they'll be retired.
They'll be retired. And there won't be any. And it'll be great. And we can have the storage for other things. And they can have their walls of awesomeness. And we can, like, be specific about the ones that they keep. And the ones that are somewhere
We can have a lake or, like, a pond on the compound. And then they can do their higher...
We have to do that because we got stand-up paddle boards for Christmas, which are still in Oklahoma because we flew and we can't get them back. I don't know how we're going to get them right now.
Oh, wait. Are they firm? Are they hardboard?
No, but they're 70 pounds a piece. Because of the box, like all the stuff. Like, they themselves are not, but, you know, they came with all the extra stuff.
Yeah.
So they're each that, and I already had... because Wyatt was gone. That is another podcast, but there was a very big surprise for, 6 days before Christmas, and Wyatt was not with us, so I had all of, like, an extra suitcase for my parents just to get Christmas gifts in, and I was like, I'm not paying to ship these. Surely somebody will either come out or we will come back and I'll get them in the summer, so... But we will have.
Well, yeah, you don't need them right now because everything's frozen.
Everything's frozen. It won't do me any good. Yeah.
It won't do you any good in the frozen tundra that you live in.
It will not. There's still snow outside. Still snow.
That sounds.
Ew, that's gross.
That sounds so off. Like, that sounds just gross. Like, there's.
Like, I was sitting in the sunshine yesterday and I was really happy. It was just like melting, like the sun melting into my bones made me so happy. And it was really nice today, too.
had to put on a long sleeve shirt and pants last night, and it like made me angry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I could go outside in a hoodie though today. Like, I didn't have to put on a coat. However,
that doesn't sound good.
No,
Kate. I know.
That doesn't make it better.
compound person, Allison, is very much an Amelia, and she, like, we pull up at her house and she steps outside. I was like, you a little cold? And she's wearing her full on like coat with the fur hood on and gloves. And it was just to come out and say hi to us as we got out of the car. I was like, oh,
yeah,
you and Amelia together.
My friend that I went to Taylor Swift with, she lives in mainland, so she's used to cold. And she was asking me, like, what I was bringing and what I was wearing and stuff, you know, as girls do.
Right.
And I told her, and she's like, wait, what is the temperature? And I was like, well, it's like 37. And then, you know, and the high is like 45 Fahrenheit. She was like, that is not that cold. It's like, okay, internal thermometer's broken. And mine is correct. Okay.
No, yours is definitely broken. Hers fluctuates. Nope. Yours has gotten stuck, and you wear full on like winter coats at 63.
Yes. Because that's cold.
Well, that's because it's cold.
Yeah. Yes. See, it's not. It's not. Hey, what is the coldest it's gotten there this winter? At the like low at night?
Maybe like 50 something.
Oh, that's still not all that cold. That first year it got down in the 40s at night.
Oh. I felt so lied to the first year we were here.
Oh, yeah. It was surprisingly cold that first year.
2019, 2020, like that winter.
Yeah.
I felt so lied to because it was actually really cold.
It was really cold.
Like, I'm sorry. I thought I was going to a tropical island.
Well, and while you were back in the States for Christmas, like it was hardcore wind during Christmas and it was that, and it felt even colder. It was so cold.
In 2014, it actually snowed at the on the north end of the island.
I heard that. But wasn't it like sleet, but they counted it as snow?
It was like, it was legit snow. There was sleet in like the lower parts. But the other funny thing, so that was like right before we left Okinawa. And then we got into the States on New Year's Eve. We woke up New Year's Day and it had snowed in Temecula for the first time in like 40 years. So we literally had snow and cold in both the places. Ends. Oh, it was like, it was sad. And our first year in Okinawa, this last tour, it was the rainiest and coldest it had been in 2020, because like we got there in July and then August it started raining and it didn't stop for like 10 months.
Yeah.
That was the worst.
I remember. I had PTSD. Oh,
it rained inside the chapel.
Oh, it did.
The rain that they just had completely destroyed the theater that we performed the last 2-3 years. So like they're tearing it down. They're not opening it again.
Oh, we have totally like overstepped something, Amelia, and your happy birthday. But we overstepped that. But for your birthday, you got to go see some awesome people. And I was going to ask you where it was. And then one of them made an Instagram post and I realized exactly where it was. But how did it go?
Which one?
The whole event. Your comedy night. Your comedy show.
My comedy show. I was like, Taylor Swift, we talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about that. No, comedy show.
So I got to see Ashley Guttermuth. And it was really, really, she's hilarious. And then like, I mean, I was such a fangirl. So some of my friends went with, like, not because it was my birthday, but because we all wanted to go see, and it just happened to be my birthday. And we went upstairs in the area that it was at because there's a bar upstairs. So we went upstairs to grab a drink. And she was in the bar area, but there's like two bars. This is hard to explain. There's two bars. She was in the bar area we were going to go to. So we were going to the other bar area and we saw her and we like walked up and we're like, is she just like sitting down? Are we allowed to be in? Like the doors were closed. So we walked up and then we were like, oh, sorry. And like started to turn around and walk away. And she like got up and ran after us and then came like with us to the bar and talked to us. And I was like,
awesome.
Right? That's amazing.
Like, hi, this is like, hi. That's like so cool.
That's awesome.
And she's hilarious in real life. Like, it is totally not an act. She's hilarious. And just like the level of like wit that I want to be and will never be able to achieve, because I always come up with the things after.
Yeah.
But she's so witty.
But you are an excellent storyteller.
Oh, yes. So apparently they picked on one of my kickball friend's husbands.
Your friend's husband. Yes.
Yeah. What was like?
So they picked on him for losing the first wedding ring, which was the
Ashley's husband has done multiple times.
Engagement ring. Right? And then they picked on him for like losing like subsequent like several rings of his own that he's lost. And they went on a date to a restaurant and it was too expensive. He couldn't afford it. So they had to call her mom to come and pay for it.
But they still got married.
Oh, yeah. No, they've been together for a real long time.
A long time.
Three kids and they're doing like their oldest is graduating soon. So,
yeah. They've been together for a long time. It was hilarious. And like part of me kept being like, stop.
The funny thing is that part of the kickball team was there. So like their whole thing afterwards, they're like sitting there and just like ragging on him even more on social media, which I mean, he's had to deal with a lot with the kickball team anyway, but oh my gosh, it was so amazing.
There were several That's points so where I was like, don't answer.
Just don't answer.
You don't have a good answer for this. Stop talking. Like
we have to get her on here. And I'm gonna ask her about this.
It was hilarious, and he like just kept like answering the questions truthfully, and I'd be like, "Why?
Why? Why?"
So he was a good sport about it.
Oh, he was such a good sport about it. And like their table was literally right next to ours, and they were hilarious. Okay. And like, oh my gosh, it's so funny, you know? And because a lot of their stuff was about, obviously they knew their audience, right? Like. There was not as many single Marines as I thought there would be, because the base that this comedy show was on, it's a Marine Corps base, and it only has barracks. There's no family housing. And it's known as, like, man camp, right? Like, there's no...
They're not going to necessarily follow her. I think her following is more, like, spouses and married people, because that's...
There were two others, and I guess one, her following is spouses, too. But, like, I was surprised at the lack of like single like young Marines were there was some like a pretty fair amount, but much less than I was thinking. So obviously they knew their audience, and they just like ragged on like, you know, married people and like being married, and they're all married, and it was hilarious. It was so so funny. And I mean, definitely not safe for children, like 100%.
Got it.
I mean, most of her content I feel like isn't.
So she was the safest for children.
I could see that. I mean,
not at
her,
all.
Her stuff is not like, if you follow her on any of her platforms, because she's on quite a few platforms.
She's not like, bad, like I saw one where she was like talking about being a thirst trap or something.
Oh, I missed that one. I think
it was like women were hitting on her or something.
Oh yeah, she does
was,
get
like,
that
the whole joke.
There was a whole thing where she was like, I haven't actually had anybody propose to me, or a female propose to me and whatever. But I think that a lot of times is retaliation for idiots who get on and make stupid comments on her like posts too. And I'm like, really? But she does an amazing job of like taking it back to them and being like, no, you know this. Or what is it? Something pistachio. Charlotte Pistachio. What does she call her like fake?
When her fake wife?
Her fake wife, her bearded wife, or not, something pistachio, but I can't remember what it is now. That's okay, I'll think of it later. Lacey, you have something special to tell everybody.
So we'd like to take a minute to talk about another military spouse, Jessie Snyder, and highlight her business that she started at their first overseas duty station in Guam. Here and There is a collection of jewelry made using sand and glacier silt blended with gemstones, shells, and other minerals. She and her family travel around Alaska, getting to know their home and collect the sand by hiking, paddling, or flying. She even uses sand from fellow spouses sent from around the world for her handcrafted jewelry. Visit her website, atravelingboutique.com, or find her on Etsy, Facebook, and Instagram at Here and There, and pick something up from her latest Northern Lights collection.
Oh, I was just looking at them, and they look really awesome. I think that the girls are going to love some of these. I may have to get them for Zoe for her next birthday, but I don't know. We'll see. Maybe we'll get matching ones for Lexi and Clara.
So, like, tying this all in to the compound, it was, like, finding a babysitter was legitimately hard. Mm. And a lot of my go-to babysitters are, like, graduating and leaving. And just so happens that night that they were all having a sleepover and being, like, really, really cute together because they're all friends. But, like, finding a babysitter was hard. And you don't want to ask your adult friends, really, because, like, they have their own kids.
Yeah.
You know?
And then you don't want to watch their kids necessarily.
And, like,
sometimes that's very true.
You don't necessarily want to watch their kids, but, like, you know, my neighbors would absolutely have watched the kids for me, and I'll watch their kids, like, 100%. But it doesn't take away you feeling bad, like, asking another adult to watch your kids sometimes. But, you know, if we had a compound, the kids could just watch each other.
Yes.
Or, because some of our husbands are antisocial, and we're, like, in shock and awe when they do things like go to a comedy show.
which was amazing.
To rely on some couple being at home.
Yeah.
Some adult supervision.
Or at least a couple of the husbands together who would at least make sure that they stay alive and safe, even if they don't have to sit there and play with them, because they can play with each other. They just need some supervision to make sure that they're fed.
Like someone to call 911.
Yes. And be able to give fairly decent, like, words. Not just, I mean, our kids could totally call 911, but who knows what's going to come out whenever they do it.
So I think what I miss, like, I mean, there's so many things I miss about, like, y'all and your kids and having you here, but I think, like, the Lexi Clara dynamic I miss so much,
so
because
much.
They were so ride or die.
Yes.
Like, we will go down in this ship that we lit on fire, ourselves, and we will ride it to the end. But also, she had one more cookie than I did.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we going to do about that?
Right. So let's fix that.
Yeah,
before
let's fix that.
I set the ship on fire. And then we're both going down anyway. Arguing about the cookie.
For whatever crime we have committed together. And, like, we're going to hold fast, you know?
Yeah.
But equality.
Equality. And.
But also, she talked kind of ugly to me 6 days ago. And I'm just remembering it now. So can we talk about that?
Can we talk about that right now at bedtime?
Those two were something else.
They still are. You should see or listen in on their FaceTiming conversations.
Facey chats.
They are their still.
Facey chats. No, Lexi. I'm the panda right now. Clara, you can both be pandas.
No. Do you remember, though, when we were working on probably costumes or something? And Lexi comes walking in through the back door because we'd kicked them out into Amelia's backyard, and they had the trolls, like, swimming things that you, like, dive to the bottom of the pool to pick up the little things. And there's three of them. And Lexi comes in holding Poppy, and she's like, I don't know. She was what, four at this time? Four and a half, probably. maybe five. And she walks in, and she's like, I'm just going to set this right here. Because we keep arguing over it and we can't figure it out. And then runs back outside.
Yes.
And we just, what just happened? What just happened?
There were a few of those moments that they did that.
Several.
There were quite a few times.
They both figured out that, like, we're just not going to play with that then, since we can't figure out who's going to.
Or if we would hear them yelling, like, from upstairs or, you know, arguing, we just kind of listened for a second. And then they figured it out on their own. And we would tell people many times, like, the dads especially, because they hadn't been around them enough. We were like, just leave them alone. Unless they come to you, just, like, leave them alone. They will get it done. And they did. They did.
Well, Emma, even watching them during Nutcracker, like, she's like, oh, I just I just have to like listen, like let them go, and they'll do it. But that's kind of how we parented anyway. Like wait until they figure it out.
Yeah, but they did. You know, a lot of kids wouldn't. They would complain. They didn't.
Yeah.
The dads were like so up in their business they though, were. And we're like, dude,
just leave them alone.
Leave them alone. Well, you're Sam's so, like, of... no, we have to talk this problem out. No, we don't.
No, we don't. They will fight like cats, and then they will be like. It's kind of like the guys where they can like punch each other and then be fine the next like second.
Yeah. Yeah.
They will fight like cats and then get distracted and move on like nothing ever happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they also are like resolute in the fact that they're still best friends.
Yes. Still. Yes. Did I tell you, Lacey, I didn't send you the video when Lexi opened her Christmas present from Clara. Clara said it's wrong with you. She bald, full on sobbing, like missing her. It's a, do you know what it is? It's a best friend's necklace, and half of it is a bear. Does Claire's look both the bears. Same? So they're both bears, yes. And they make a heart when you put them together. But they've never seen them together. But you know that,
yeah.
And she knew what it was immediately, and like who it was from. And I mean, it took minutes to calm her down. I sent the videos to Amelia, and she was just, I mean, she lost it. I was like, oh, this is adorable and heartbreaking. And
Clara sees the video and is like, I miss and they met when they were so little that
tiny,
Clara, you know, didn't have
and
a
they
belt.
Trauma bonded too.
They did trauma bond.
They did.
Trauma bonded over the fact that parents were always gone.
Which is why they're ride or die.
Which is why they're ride or die, because they only had each other sometimes. Clara didn't have her L's yet, you know, just like most 3-year-olds don't. And so she called her Wexy.
Wexy.
Wexy. And it's only like, you know those things that your kids say that you like don't want them to stop saying? Yeah. That was one of the things that she's like just finally now. And like she realized that her name is not, in fact, Wexy. Wexy. And so she doesn't say Wexy anymore.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
Don't you want to say it just one more time?
No, Mom. I don't.
No, that's not her name.
I'm so grown up. It's like, no. I'm wearing crop tops now.
She wishes. She's wearing makeup today. And because my sister, you know, we could do a whole episode on this. I think we actually have one planned about like presents.
Oh, yes, we do.
You know? And my sister, who has no children. And is like 10 years younger than me, always gets like the fun toys because she does not deal with the consequences of the toy. So like,
yeah,
Claire got a microphone and makeup.
And slime.
And slime from my sister. So Clara is wearing, and you know what? It is good makeup. It's like the kind that's like natural and organic and like gentle on her skin and whatever. But now Clara is like, I now have free rein to wear this.
Which yes. I noticed she is wearing now, actually.
Oh, she does have the 1990s style blue eyeshadow
blue.
On.
I saw that.
Yes.
I love it.
Blue eyeshadow, hot pink blush.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. She painted her nails.
I mean,
beautiful.
They can start a. We're going to send them back to Japan whenever it's time for the compound, and we are going to have them like train at Coco's. And then they are going to. That's the other thing. We're going to have Family Mart. And a spa that was run like Coco. And we're going to...
I don't want to touch people's feet.
No, no, not for us. They can do it, and then they can close it as soon as they, like, finish funding whatever it is that they need to, you know, like, one of the people who do, like, cosmetology school to put themselves through more school. They can do that to fund themselves, or just for us. They can give us the pedicures that are, like, the amazing Japanese pedicures. And, we'll just let them use that as part of their way to fund their portion of the compound. And then we can move on from there. And then whenever they want to close it, they can close it, because we'll have Family Mart or Lawson's or both to keep the rest of us going.
It's going to be, like, perfect. Like mini Japan.
Oh yes.
To keep the physical compound going, we will take a book out of Japan.
Yes.
Well, and I guess we never really explained. Like Katie had the genius idea to do a podcast.
Podcast.
And immediately I was like, oh yeah, we could do episodes on this. And Amelia was like, yeah, whatever, tell me where to be. You two are my brain and just I'll just show up and that's fine.
That's fine.
And Katie and I took that challenge on, but you know, Amelia named trying to get us like really hell bent on this compound idea. She named one of our many chats the compound. And after Katie was like, we should do a podcast. and the brain, like the wheels are turning, the virtual compound came to mind.
And here we are, all on one screen together.
Yeah, coming together virtually since we can't do it physically yet.
But we will. We will.
I haven't let it get, I'm not going to let it die.
I'm not letting it die. I talk about it all the time. All the time.
I mean, if it's not in Tornado Alley and it's not like hella cold, we may consider moving.
But I mean, well, I don't know. Like, I've got the tornado thing down. I can manage that one. We got it. No?
No.
I
prefer earthquakes over tornadoes. I hate the sound of the siren. I don't want to deal with it. Nope. I don't like them.
I grew up with them. Nope. Lived so long of my life in California, like earthquakes are just like something that I can wrap my head around, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've
it doesn't feel as disastrous.
Tornadoes, I'm good. Yeah. But think of all the how much you can throw away, Amelia, if things get hit by a tornado, which just all goes in the trash.
It's not as invigorating because like everything is trashed, and then you know you don't have to like pick which things are trash.
That's true. All right, we're definitely getting on a tangent on that one. So we will not do the actual compound in that, but we will keep the virtual compound right here for everybody to keep listening to, and we can always come back to it. And next time, we're going to talk about even more, and we might have questions from some, like, very interesting people who are also going to be members of this compound. But I guess we'll wait and see.
Yes. Okay, well, that's all for today. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Instagram. And next month, we'll be talking about the month of the military child.
Bye.
Bye.
But really, bye.
Bye.